Okay, so let's jump into our overview session here. So we'll just start here. You know, definitely something new to Microsoft and our DevOps and ALM platform is we really support any developer, any platform, any language. So at this point, we can support an iPhone developer on a Mac building iPhone applications.
We don't care what IDE you use. We don't care what language your code is written in. If it is text, it can be checked in to Git or TF version control. We don't care what build system you're using. Our build system's cross-platform, but we can integrate with other systems as well, other continuous integration systems. So yeah, we're completely open, an open platform, lots of different extensibility points, and that's something that's pretty new with our 2015 release and with Visual Studio Team Services.
Yeah, all the courses will be very platform and language agnostic, although we will have a session dedicated to Java, so doing Java on the platform. We have tools for every developer, from Visual Studio, supporting all those different languages you see, to our free Visual Studio Code Editor, which runs on every platform available, to the things we'll really be focusing on in these courses, Visual Studio Team Services and our on-premise version, Visual Studio Team Foundation Server. This is a lot of the scenarios that we're going to go through today. I won't cover all of them on the slide, but we're going to be doing agile planning, testing, build release, all the way to the end to collaboration, load testing, etc. And on the bottom there, you can see all the different extensibility points available, which we will get to in the final module. So I've mentioned the word DevOps a few times. So Dan, what do you think of when you think DevOps?
Feature flags?
Could be one of them. How about just a job title?
That could be it.
So DevOps is definitely the buzzword in the industry these days. You know, Dan and I have been selling our ALM platform for many years, which is application lifecycle management. I'd argue DevOps is just a nice shiny ribbon on all of that and the new buzzword in the industry. So you see some of the what is DevOps answers there. But we want to show you this from one of our former colleagues, Donovan Brown, who now is a program manager on our DevOps platform. You can see there how he defines DevOps. The union of people, process, and tools to enable continuous delivery of value to the end users. And when I've heard him give that quote, he really stresses the value. You'll notice that quote says nothing about software. It's about delivering value to the customers. And that's really what we're aiming at. And really the end goal of all of these modules. When I think of DevOps, this is what I think of. It's really built into the word, getting the developers and your operations people to talk to each other. If you can meet that goal, you're doing pretty good as far as DevOps go.
Exactly. I mean, the typical customer, even a few years ago, dev and ops were completely siloed. If I wanted anything from operations, I had to create a ticket, have it get assigned, and wait. And so the idea and the things that we'll be walking through to in this module, in these sessions, is about working closer together, operations and developers, to get code out the door much more easily.
Yeah, back in my day, when I would hand over my application to a operations person with a 50-page runbook in which they had no clue about my application, that didn't work out
so
well.
I still see that at some customers though today.
Absolutely.
That still is out there.
Okay, so this is really gonna be the high level point of our presentation and our course here, going over all the different modules of the Microsoft DevOps solution.